Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The AFL Integrity Unit is looking into Hawthorn's racism review, dating back to the club's premiership era nearly 10 years ago. First Nations players were allegedly separated from their partners, while one couple was pressured to terminate a pregnancy for the sake of the player's career. AFL CEO Gil McLachlan says the matter is now under full investigation by the league's Integrity Unit.
I want to say to the women and the partners and also the players who have shared their stories that our first priority is to you and to provide the care and the support that you need.
While Hawthorn has released a statement describing the allegations as disturbing, they need to be investigated further. The federal government has unveiled steps to cut the cost of childcare. Legislation to be introduced to Parliament in Canberra today that would see more than a million families benefit from cheaper rates. Well, Education Minister Jason Clare says the ACCC will conduct a 12-month inquiry into the rising cost across the sector.
We want to make sure that we've got all of the necessary measures in place to push prices down. We've already got caps on the childcare subsidy, but if the ACCC recommends that there are other things that we can do to put downward pressure on prices, then that's a good thing. And that's the sort of thing that we would want to implement.
Well, the PM is back in Australia this morning after attending the Queen's funeral in London. He heads straight to Canberra for tomorrow's memorial service for Her Majesty. And nurses at Fiona Stanley Hospital are stepping up calls for a better wage offer. They'll hold a stop work rally from 2 o'clock this afternoon. In sport, Geelong says Max Holmes is improving every day as he bids to line up in Saturday's grand final against Sydney at the MCG. The young midfielder to train this morning, testing out that hammy. Assistant coach James Kelly says Holmes is feeling positive.
For Max, we just want him to keep improving. We want him to be better this morning than he was yesterday, which so far he's been getting better every day.
Well, Geelong great Cameron Ling will present the Premiership Cup should his old side win the GF on Saturday, while former Sydney skipper Paul Kelly to present it if Sydney wins.